Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Minister Elaine, your host. Amen. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the service, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to take the opportunity to welcome all new listeners to the service today. We do hope and pray that you will continue to listen and be with us every Sunday at the same time. We just give God all the praise and all of the glory. We thank him for you being here. Amen. What an awesome God that we serve. Amen. To him be all of the glory. You got to magnify his name. Amen. To God be all the glory. Here at Voice of Truth, we will read the word of God unto you. I will give you the revelation that he has given unto me. Amen. To God to be the glory. We will also do a general prayer. We also open up the lines for prayer for anybody that needs prayer. So we just give God all of the honor and all of the glory. We thank him for this day, for this is a day that the Lord has kept us. He kept us from all harm and all danger. And we are here today because of his grace and his mercy. At this time, if you need prayer, you can press the 1. If you need prayer at this time, we're going to ask that when you call in for prayer, and that's the 1 for prayer, we're going to ask that you do not give your name nor your situation. All we need to know is where you're calling from and what your prayer request is. So we pray that you will be obedient unto that. Amen. Because we're on live radio, so we don't want your business out there on every side, though. So that's why we do that. We just want to know where in the world we are touching lives with the gospel of Jesus Christ, lifting up the name of Jesus. So we just give him all the praise and all of the glory. We ought to magnify him because this is a day that he has kept us, a day that we'll never, ever see again. Started us on our way. So if you need prayer at this time, if you can press the 1 at this time, amen. Voice of Truth, it's under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryan and Pastor Joseph Riley, amen, powerful man and woman of God, amen. This ministry was launched out in July 29th in 2012, amen. We're coming up on our 7th anniversary, amen, doing the work for God, amen, for the kingdom. We are doing the work, so we thank God for Pastor and Apostle's vision, amen. A powerful man and woman of God. So we just give him all the praise and honor and glory for them and praying that he'll bless them in a mighty way, amen, that only he can. To God be the glory. We want to ask you again, the door for prayer is still open, amen, amen. We're opening the door now, so don't be inboxing me after the fact. It's how much you need the prayer because the door is open right now for you to get prayer. Amen. With that being said, I don't see anybody with their hand raised for prayer, so we're just going to keep it moving. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory. We magnify your name, God, for there's no other God like you, oh God. You are the only wise God, and we give you all the glory and all of the honor. Lord, we come, and we come praying for healing. We come praying for deliverance. We come praying, Father God, that you will hear the minds of your people all over the nation, oh God. We pray that you will bring them out of darkness to your light. Father God, for deliverance of your people. Even now, God, no matter what they're going through right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will deliver them by their faith, oh God, because you said it's according to their faith. So, Lord, we pray right now, God, that you will deliver them even now for your glory, God. You said, if I be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. Lord, we lift your name up on high today. Oh, God, it's not about us, but it's all about you. We ask you, Father God, to save souls for your glory. We ask you right now, God, let them see the light. Oh, my, 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 my. Lord, we thank you for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch the bodies of those that are racking with pain. Lord, we pray that you will touch them and heal them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We give you all the praise and all of the honor and all of the glory for it even now, God. We ask you to meet the need of other person under the sound of my voice, whatever the need may be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know what each person needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now, God, that you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, God, that you are our source. We know that you are able to supply everything that we need, oh God. You know that we need it before we even ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to seek first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Help us to seek you first, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let us not seek the things of the world, but seek Jesus. Seek the things of the kingdom. God, we thank you right now that it's already done. We thank you right now, God, for you said in your word, those that win souls are wise. We lift up your name on high, oh God, that souls might be saved, souls might be healed, and delivered and set free, because that's why Jesus came. That the lame could walk, the deaf could hear, the dumb can speak, the lame can walk, can get up. The minds of those that are in bondage can be healed and delivered and set free. God, we thank you right now. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to deliver those that have a spirit of infirmity, God. Those that have many types of things that are going on in our lives, God. We ask you to heal right now in the name of Jesus, because you came that they might be healed. You died upon the cross that they might be healed. You came, Father, that they might be healed, delivered, and set free. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that sets them free. Oh, God, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cover each and every person under the sound of my voice, under the blood of Jesus. Even now, Lord, the home, the children, the grandchildren, the extended family, we ask you to cover them under the blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because the power in the blood of Jesus. Lord, those that are about to give up, God, don't let them give up, God. Let them stand in their faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and all of the honor and all of the glory for it, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let that same power, that Holy Ghost power that raised Jesus from the dead, let that be that same power that lift them up, oh God. Lift them up for your glory, God. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, God, do it right now, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all of the glory. We call it done. In the name of Jesus, we call it done. Woo! We call them out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is so, and it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, nothing but the blood of Jesus that saved us. Nothing but the blood of Jesus that delivered us. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, when stuff don't want to act right and right, start pleading the blood. Start pleading the blood, plead 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 the blood. We thank Jesus for the blood that he shed it for men, for the blood. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the Father. Woo! Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Woo! We thank you, Lord, for the blood. Woo! We thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody help me. Praise him. I'm going to praise him. If I got to praise him all by myself, but I'm going to praise him because I thank him for the blood, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. Thank God for his word. Today, we are going to be coming from several scriptures today. The title of our message will be The Heart Reflection. Amen. We're going to talk about the heart today. I am the author and the writer of the ebook, The Heart Reflection. And so today we're going to spend a little time talking about the heart and what causes our hearts to be clean and unclean. What causes us to say what we say, to do what we do, to act the way that we act, live the lives that we live, the way we carry ourselves, why that thing came out of our mouth, why we love or why we hate. Why did those words come out of our mouth? Why the heart of man never lies? The heart of a man never lies. When we say man, we're talking about mankind. But the heart of a man never lies. It always gives the true reflection of that man. Because no man can ever be no more than what's in his own heart. You know, our heart will reflect us. My heart reflects me. Your heart reflects you. In the e-book, Amen, to God Be the Glory, we talk about the mirror. And we talk about the reflection on water. You know, when you look in a mirror, or even when you look in the water and you see the reflection, you only see the reflection of the outer self, the outer appearance. And that's the only thing you're going to see in the mirror, but you can't really see what's in the heart and the soul of men. You can only see the outer appearance, and that's why sometimes we are deceived by what we see. You know, God never looks at the outer appearance of a man. But he knows the heart. You know, the word of God says that, but Jesus said that he don't look at the outer appearance. God said, I don't look at the outer appearance. I look at what's in the heart. I know every man's heart. I know why every person is following me. I know that there are some that want this and some that want that. There's some that truly want me, some that don't want me. But everybody has a reason why they're there. When we're looking at the word of God, it's a lot about our hearts, because everything that every man will ever be is tied to the heart, because the heart of a soul of men is where everything in life is planted. Whether you got good seeds or bad seeds, it's within the heart. So whatever I say, it reflects in my heart. It's not what's outside of me, but it's what's in me. So what's in me will determine who I will be and who I will become, because it's in me. It's in my heart. Because it's in my heart, I do what I do. It's in my heart because I say what I say, because that's what's in me. It came out of my mouth because that's what's in me, because it was in my heart. It's in my heart. It was in my heart. And the Bible tells in Proverbs 27:19, amen, as in water, faith answer to faith. In other words, whatever you see in the water, whatever reflection you see, that's you on the outside. But the real person, the real you, is within your heart. You know, you can be beautiful on the outside. You can be a beautiful woman on the outside, but your heart ain't right. A man can look good and fine, but his heart is not right. But when you look at the outer appearance, you get to see. That's why he said, as in the water, Solomon said, face to face, answer to face. In other words, I'm only going to see my face. I'm not going to see nobody else's face. I'm only going to see Minister Elaine's face. I'm not going to see anybody else's face. I'm not going to see Apostle's face. I'm not going to see my pastor's face. I'm not going to see Prophet Martha's face. I'm not going to see Elder's face. I'm not going to see Sister Stephanie's face. I'm not going to see Minister Michelle's face. I want to see my face. I want to see only my face. I'm not going to see anybody else's face. I'm going to see me. And it says, so the heart of man is man to man, because our heart is what matters to our God. It matters what to him, what's in our heart. Because it's in our heart. We do what we do. We say what we say because it's in our heart. Our heart always reflects what's in our heart. It always. If somebody come to you and they curse you, they mock you, that stuff is in their heart. They cannot give you what's not in them. No man cannot give you. I know you want her to love you. I know you want him to love you, but if it ain't in his heart, he can't give it to you. If it ain't in her heart, she can't give it to you. She can only give you what's in her heart. If her heart evil, she's going to give you evil. If that man's heart evil, he's going to give you evil. So we have to believe what the word says. As in water faces Africa, face so the heart of man is to man. To man. Therefore, if that's the case, what the word is saying unto us, then we know that if it's a duck, it's a duck. We can't make it into nothing else. Well, a level of my God-given mother will say, never changes his spot. It's in his heart. It's in our heart. It's in the heart. So when we look at our lives and how we do things, know that it's connected to your heart. And if your heart never changes, you got to change what's in the heart. You got to change what's in the soul. That's what you got to really change. Because you can change the outer appearance and you can dress it all up and look real pretty and you can look in the mirror. You can look in the mirror, and that's why many people get deceived, because they look at the outer appearance. They never look at the heart of the woman. They never look at the heart of the man. They don't look at that. They just look at all other things except the right thing. We have to be careful when it comes to our heart and what we allow to come in our heart. And the word goes on to tell us, and we talk about this also in the ebook. As a man thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23:7, amen. I want to encourage you to go back and read these scriptures, amen. Amen. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he, is what Solomon said. When we hear a word of the wise, Solomon wrote a wise word unto us. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, you can be no more what's in your heart. If it ain't in you, you can't give it. So whatever in your heart, so what you believe, what you believe in, what you got faith in, what you trust in, what you love, what you hate, the heart will always reflect what's in it. It's what's in it. It's just like a refrigerator. You can have the most beautiful refrigerator, and it can be all pretty and all of that. But if you don't put the right thing in there, if you don't put nothing in the refrigerator, it's still empty. Some of our hearts are empty. We don't have no truth in our heart. We have seeds that have been planted, and some of it is not our fault. Some of us are dealing with our situations and where we are in life. And, you know, sometimes life throws some punches at us. But we allow these things to be planted, rooted down in our heart. And so when we begin to think those things, we will become those things. You can never, ever be no more than what you think about your own self. If you allow other people to come and they talk about the ebook, I want to encourage you to purchase that, because it talks about that. If you allow other people to tell you who you are, if you allow other people to tell you what you can and cannot be, if you allow other people to tell you what and who you will become, and you get those seeds planted in your heart and you begin to think that way, then you will always be defeated. You are not born to be defeated. You are born to be successful. You are born to do all the things that God called you and chosen you to be, but you got to change your thinking. You know, somebody said thinking. Some of us got thinking. I'm trying to get that out, y'all. Somebody help me, lie. But we have the wrong thoughts about our own self. We don't see ourselves successful. We don't love ourselves. We don't love who we are. Because some of us, when we look in the mirror, we don't see who we are. When God said we are created in his own image, we don't see that. But our heart is reflecting of the things that are within our heart. It reflects what's in us. So when it reflects it, it's what we think. What I think about me. Well, when people say to you, you know, you'll never amount to anything. You'll never have nothing. You can't have that. You can't do that. You'll never be nothing. You're just like your mama. You just like your dad. You ain't gonna amount to a hill of beans. You ain't nothing. You was a mistake. God didn't say that in the Word of God. Oh, he created all of us in his own image. We're beautiful people of God. But we allow these things to be planted within our heart. And we began to think, we began to give up, and we let those things grow within us. And then it covers up all the things that are within us that God has called and chosen us to be. Because we allow what we heard, what we read, what we see. You know, and that's why we have to be careful when we hear those things and when we see things, when we listen to certain music, different things. We can't allow those things to be planted in our heart. We can't allow other people to plant seeds of doubt in our heart. We can't allow that. Because all the things that we allow to be planted in our heart, it will reflect in our lives. Only you are in control of what you allow in your heart. And if you allow it into your heart, it will come out. No man can bear no more fruit than what's within him. No man can. But you know, the Bible tells us that Jesus said in Matthew 15:18-28, man, he said, but those things which proceeded out of the mouth cometh forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thought, murder, adultery, fornication, self-witness, false witness, blaspheming. These are the things which defile the man, but to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man. Now, Jesus declares in his word, as he was teaching the disciples, he was letting them know, you know, because the Pharisees had come to him and said, well, you know, your men, they ain't washing their hand when they eat. Jesus let them know real quick, it ain't got nothing to do with you washing your hand. It got to do with what's in your heart, because what's in your heart is going to reflect who you are. And he told them, you know, these are the things that come, that proceeded out of the mouth. So what you say, you know, you see a person cursing out all the time. You see somebody lying all the time. That's in their heart. They got a lying spirit. It's in their heart. They got a spirit of thief. They steal. Whatever that's in their heart, that's what it's going to reflect. That's what's going to manifest in their life. Whatever's in your heart, it is going to reflect from your heart. It's going to manifest in your life. It cannot manifest anything else but what's in your heart. You know, for example, let's take sister. Let's say we're gonna plant a kernel of corn. We're looking for some corn. We're gonna plant the corn. Well, if I don't plant the corn in the ground, first of all, I ain't gonna get no corn. I ain't gonna get no harvest. But if I don't plant nothing, I don't get nothing. You know, even a seed has to go in the ground. It has to go in the ground to bring forth a harvest. So every time I let some kind of seed come in to my heart that's not of God, it plants itself there. And then it'll pop up when you don't want it to pop up. So we got to make sure that we don't allow these things to come into our hearts to defile us. Because when we see that, and you have seen people, and you know every word come out of their mouth, they're cursing. They're cursing, they're drinking, they're lying, they're stealing. Whatever they're doing, it's defiling them, but it also reflects what's in their heart. Always. Whatever's in a man's heart, it will always reflect what's within him. It ain't gonna give you nothing different. Whatever's in him, it will be reflected by what he do, what she does, how they talk, how they walk, how they can hide it. Now, you got some deceivers out there, and they can hide it for a while, but the true self going to come out. If you pay attention and don't get caught up in the outer beauty, don't get in the lustful thinking, and all of that foolishness, then you'll be able to see, because they can't hide it. That reflection that's in their heart, the things that are in their heart,
those things will proceed out of their mouth and manifest in their life. That's why we have to be very careful, because whatever's in our heart, that's what we're going to do, because it's in our heart. It's in our heart. So if we're going to want to do better, we got to put some stuff in our heart that brings forth good fruit, that brings a good reflection. Because, you know, when Jesus came, he came that we could be in the reflection image of God, so that we can act like, walk like, talk like, and be like him. But our heart has to be clean. Our heart cannot be unclean. But those are the things that Jesus declared in the word, because it's in red. These are the things that give us evil thoughts. Well, you might wonder why they did that. Why did they commit that murder? Why did they do this? Why are they committing adultery? Why are they doing whatever they're doing? Why are they living in sin? It's because it's in the heart. That a reflection of their heart is what is in them. They can be no more than what's in them. And that stuff manifests in your life. That's what manifests in our life when we're in sin. When we're living in sin, it reflects what's in our heart. It's not going to reflect God. It's going to reflect whatever we're doing in the world. That's just like you see somebody on drugs or whatever they're doing, it reflects in their lives. It even, to the point, sometimes it will affect their mind, it will affect their bodies and how they look, because it's a reflection of what's in them and what they're putting in their bodies. Amen to God. So this is why we do what we do. This is why we have the reflection in our own heart. That's why we do what we do and we say what we say, because it is our own reflection within our own heart that calls us to do the things. The things that we do is because we allow the wrong things to enter into our hearts. And you know, today we have so much going on in the world. There's so much sin in the world. And we see so much sin even now, even on TV. It's just, whew, it's so much sin. It's coming in your house right on the TV. It's just coming all over the radio. It is going through the airwaves. It's just everywhere. Sin. So we see these things, and, you know, it's no wonder children are doing what they're doing. Parents are doing what they're doing. People on jobs are doing what they're doing. Because all this stuff is in their heart. And they don't have no word. They don't have no word of God. So these things are reflected in how they do and how they live their life. They can't be no more. You know, I heard a preacher one time, testimony, I heard a preacher one time, and at that time I was not called to ministry. And I heard this preacher say once, he said, never, you know, be mad with the person when you see that person, because that's, you know, other words, that's what's in them. They can never give you what they don't have in them. So the thing is that we have to watch what we allow our children to see, what we see with our own eyes. We have to watch what we let in our ear gates, as my pastor would say, because this stuff will take up root in our lives and it'll manifest in our lives. And God wants us to be the reflection of him in this world. How can we be the true reflection of Christ if we're living in sin, if our heart is not right before God? We're living sinful, unholy, unrighteous life before God. How can we have the reflection of him? Because he is not a God of darkness, but of light. So our heart can only reflect him if we have his spirit. And we have the word in us. Because if we got the word of God in us, then we will reflect him. If we ain't got no word in us, we don't know him, we don't serve him, we don't love him, we don't want him, then our life is going to reflect who we truly are. It's going to show the real person. It's going to show the real person. You can't hide it. I don't care how good they look, man of God, woman of God. Don't matter how good they look, you better look at the heart. Look at the heart. Get godly counsel before you go down that aisle talking about I do. Make sure their heart is right and their heart is a reflection of the Father. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. What you see is what you get. And if you or I, myself, do not do according to what the word said, the picture is there. But sometimes we don't want to see the truth. If a walking like a duck, as I said earlier, it's a duck. An apple tree can't grow four oranges. If an orange on it, something wrong. And then you said back in the day, give a brother what said, something in the milk that ain't clean. It's a fly in the milk, they used to say. Don't be deceived by the outer appearance. Because, yes, if you look at them through your physical eye, they're going to be beautiful. She's going to be beautiful. He's going to be beautiful. But what you say I do, that true person is going to come out. And it's already there. You know, a lot of times we think that we can change people. But look at the heart and what it reflects. Take godly counsel. Be wise. You know, this is a wise proverb of Solomon. These are wise proverbs of Solomon. We need to get them in our spirit. So that when those things come, we can evaluate who we have in our circle. Because everybody's not supposed to be in your circle. You don't want all that. If you don't want to hang around with no fools, the Bible says you hang around a fool, you become a fool. Hang around those who are wise so you can become wise. You want your heart to be filled with the word of God. You want the truth so that you can live by the truth, that you can be, that your life can reflect Christ. Your life has to reflect him in all that you do. And in all of your ways, you got to acknowledge him. The truth will set you free. And you got to know that if you think a thing in your mind and you got some thinking, that stuff will come to pass in your life. If you think that you can't, that you never will, and you won't, well, you won't. So you got to change how you think. You got to change what you allow into your heart. You got to get the word of God in you. You know, the Bible goes on to tell us in the word of God, amen. The word of God tells us that the heart, we ought to guard it. We need to guard our heart just like we guard our pocketbooks. We guard our bank account. We watching over our money. We need to guard our heart. We need to guard it because the Bible tells us above all else, guard your heart for everything you do flows from it. So whatever we allow into our heart is going to flow out from our heart. Whatever's in our heart, it will flow from our heart. The issues of life will flow from our heart. It will reflect what's in our heart. And we must guard our heart. We must guard our ear gate. We got to guard our spirit. We can't let anything in our spirit and our mind and our soul, because once you get it in there, it's hard to uproot it. So you got to get in the word of God and read the word of God. I guarantee you that if you began to read the word of God, however you get it, you read it, and I want you to read it out loud to yourself. Read it out loud. Wherever you go, and today they got little devices that you can put in your house, kind of like little radios, got the name of them. But you can buy it in the local department store. They have the Old Testament and the New Testament. Listen to the words. Get it in you. Get it in your house. Get it in your children. Let them children sleep at night with the word on. Get them something in them, because when they go out in the world, and when we go out in the world, there's many things out there that come to be planted in our heart, and we can't allow that. But if we get the word if we renew our minds every day in the Word. You know, we need to tell God to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, that our heart will reflect Him. Because, you know, people are always looking and say, oh, I know she wasn't right. I know he wasn't right. I knew she wasn't called and chosen. Look how she living. Look at her. Look at him. People will do it. They're watching. People are watching you all the time to see, do you really serve the true and the living God? Your heart will reflect. You can't hide it. You can't hide it. I know people think they can hide. No, it's going to come out. My God, Mama, you said it's going to come out, because a leper never changes its spot. So whatever you allow in your heart, if you don't guard it, you know, if you don't guard your heart, then everything will come into it. It's kind of like a trash can. You know, like the trash bin that you have in the county, out here in the county, everybody has their own trash bin. But, you know, when you first get your trash bin, it has no trash in it. Ain't no trash in that bin. But during the week, as you put stuff in there, the trash bin is full of trash. And sometimes I've seen them on the road, they're overflowing with trash all on the side of the road. So our heart is like that. If we let trash in our heart, trash going to come out of it. And some of us got so much stuff in our heart that it just covers up everything, everything. And we can't see beyond that. That's why it's so important to guard our heart. We got to watch what movies we watch. We got to watch what song that we listen to, because all of them don't have the right beat now. We got to watch who we're allowed to speak in our lives. Don't receive every word, because every word that comes ain't of God. We got to get the word in us. We got to have that in our heart, because in our heart, we can have that true reflection of Christ. If we guard our heart, but we don't guard our heart, then we want to hang around with the same people. What light got business doing with the darkness? Don't wait for my mom. Don't let them paint you. Come from one side among them. Guard your heart from foolishness. Stop it. We can't change nobody. Only the true spirit of God can change the heart and a mind of a person. He's the only person that can deliver a soul. Not man, not me. Only God can, by his power, by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the only way they can be delivered. But we got to get some truth in us. We got to get the word in us, so that we can have a true reflection of God. If we change our heart, in other words, we got to change our soul. We got to change it. And when we change it, we'll change our whole life. We're where we are. And I'm going to say me. My testimony is that I had to change what was in my heart. The stuff that I was allowing to go into my heart. I had to begin to guard my heart. I had to be around the men and women of God that love God. I had to be around where I can receive a word of truth, so I can be fed the truth of God's word. You know, I am where I am today because apostle and pastor and those anointed people around me. And because of that, you know, you got to be around people that love God. You got to be around people that believe in the word of God, the people that reflect him. How can you reflect God if you are from the leader that God ain't called nor dame or sent? Ain't even got a spirit of God. You can't get no deliverance. Your heart ain't going to be right. Your heart is not going to reflect God, because you are the leaders that God have not sent. He ain't chosen. They're not anointed or anything. Yeah, they can sing good. But we get caught up on saying, we need to guard our heart. We need to guard our heart. Because there are many things in the church house that's not of God. It sounds good. They look good. They can pray the ceiling down. Pastor would say they can preach the feeling down. But there ain't no anointing on it. That's why you can't get delivered. That's why your heart can't change. How can they change you when they heart ain't right? They living in sin. They're living in darkness. Not a true spirit of God. We got to guard our heart. And we need to start guarding it today. Because we're living in a world, and we're living in the last and evil days. We're living in troubled times. Oh, say hey, hi. We got to get right with God. We got to guard our heart above all else. We got to guard our heart. Because the devil wants to get in your heart. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he got to get in your heart. He got to get in your mind. That's all he worried about. He want to get your soul. You got to guard your heart. Just like you guard anything else. You got to guard your heart. You can't let anything in. You got to guard. You got to guard. You got to guard it with the word. You got to renew your mind in the word daily, every day. You got to renew your mind in the word. You got to get that word in you. You got to get it. You got to guard your heart. I want to encourage you to do that because everything that comes into your heart, you allow to come in your heart, you are allowing doors to open that shouldn't be open in your life. When you don't guard your heart, it's just like that trash bin. I can open that trash bin up and down. And if I don't put nothing in it, it won't have nothing in it. But so the problem is some of us ain't got nothing in our heart. We ain't got no truth in it. Because the word of God tells us that the truth will set us free. It will give us light. It will show us the way. But we don't have no truth. Because we're so busy doing everything else. And, you know, and the way the world is now, we got so much keeping us busy that we ain't got time to read the word of God. We don't have time to spend time with God. We just don't have, he can ask us to do a simple thing we ain't got time for. Trying to get us where he needs us to go. But how can he do it when we don't have time for him? We don't care what we do. We don't care where we go. We don't ask God. We just do it because we want to do it. But, and then if stuff get in our heart, then we wonder how that got in our house. Because we didn't guard our heart. You know, we are the house of God. Your house. We ain't talking about no church. You the church. That's one of our problems today. If we're churching it, we want to church bitches. We're not God in our heart. And we don't want to go in a church that's going to preach the truth. Because you don't want him to hear that. We don't want to hear the truth. So our heart reflects everything. Oh, yeah, we're a deacon on Sunday. Y'all need to go check out the e-book. Go hear about Brother Love. Go hear about Esther. Go hear about the different ones. And see what was wrong with their heart. You know, because some of us need a spiritual heart operation. Because some of that stuff that we got in us, if we don't get it out of us, it's going to destroy us. It's going to bring us down. We got to get our life right with God. We got to stop playing church. Stop churching it. And get your life right with God. We got to guard our heart. So that it will reflect Jesus, who came and died for us, that we might live and have life. He didn't come for you to church it. He came that you might live and have an abundant life. Gotta get it right. We want to watch everything. We on the internet surfing stuff. We ain't got no business surfing. We're dipping and dabbing in a different kind of other religions that we're all not to be dipping in. We're doing a lot of stuff, and this stuff is getting in our heart, and it causes us to do things that we're not supposed to be doing. And you'll be saying to yourself, oh, where did that come from? Why did they say that? Why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why did I do that? Because you let it in your heart. You let it in. We got to guard our heart above all else. You can't let it in. Because people will come. disappointment, with all kind of foolishness, stuff God ain't even said. Lying wonders. We got to get our hearts right with God. We got to get cleaned up, because the Son of Man is soon to return. We got to get it right. And our heart must reflect him. It must reflect him. You can't reflect no other, nothing. Nothing is probably the with that. You got to reflect Jesus. Do you reflect Jesus? Do your character reflect Jesus? How is your integrity? How you living before God? Is your heart right before it? Or you lying? You lying wonder. Stop it. Get your life right with God. Today is the day that you ought to get your life right with God. Guard your heart that you will reflect the Father. That's why he said in the Word of God, I created them in my own image. I'm paraphrasing it. He created each of us in his own image that we will reflect him. Not the world, not sin, but reflect him. To reflect Jesus, the one who was sick. What are you doing? Why are you doing it? Stop it. Get your life right. Guard your heart. Start today. Guard your heart. Because the heart reflects what is good and what is bad in it. None is perfect, but the heart does speak. You know, when we come back to Matthew's, we were talking about earlier how Jesus had declared that it came from the heart, whatever came out of the mouth. In other words, the heart speaks. It's going to speak whatever within it. Whatever is planted within it, it shall speak. It will not lie. It will not lie. It will not lie. No man can ever give what's not in his heart. The heart will speak. It speaks loudly. It speaks in how you do things, how you live your life. It speaks. You may not think it, duh, but the heart reflects what's in you. It reflects what's in me. It reflects those who live in holiness. If we live in holiness and we live in righteousness, then our heart will reflect that. That's what our heart will speak. But if we are living the opposite of that, if we're living ungodly, and if we're living unholy, if we're living in sin and darkness, our heart will reflect that. It will speak that. It will speak, in other words, paraphrasing like this, I'm going to paraphrase like this. It'll speak what's in it. It'll speak what's in it. Because it's in my heart, I serve God. Because it's in my heart, I love God. Because it's in my heart, I can love others. I can even love my enemy. Because it's in my heart, I can hate. Because it's in my heart, I live unrighteous and unholy. When I have it in my heart, then that's what comes out of my heart. Because I can't be no more what's in my heart. Because my heart speaks what's in it. If I'm a liar, it's going to speak it. By what I do, what I say, it's going to come off my tongue. Just what's in my heart. You know, but we got to get it right. We got to get the right heart reflection. And you know, if we're not in that place, we need to ask the Lord, first of all, to save us. We got to ask him to save our soul. Come into our heart. Then we got to ask him to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. That our soul can be born again. That we can reflect and our heart can reflect him. That our life can reflect him. That everything that we do will acknowledge him. But we got to change our heart. And he's the only one that can change our heart. And Jesus was sent that our hearts can be healed. He was sent for the brokenhearted. that they might live. Not to die, but to live. To have eternal life through the Son. Change our lives. We got to guard our heart. That's why everything is in our heart, is because we're allowed to be in our heart. We allow those things in. And that's why the word tells us we got to guard our heart. Solomon said, guard your heart. Guard it like you. Guard, again, as I said, guard it like you guard that checkbook. Guard your heart like you guard all those things that don't have no earthly value. Guard your heart. Promise. It ain't bringing no life. It ain't bringing no life to you, man of God. It ain't bringing no life to you, woman of God. You know, if you trust God, God will send you that wife. He will send you that husband, and he's able to keep you. There ain't no such thing that he can't keep. We got to guard. We got to watch people with sweet words, flattering lips. But they come to deceive. We got to guard our heart from that. So we won't end up in places and relationships and marriage that we are not to be in. We got to look farther than the outer appearance. God never chooses the people that the world will choose. You may not choose that woman or that man, but that's the one God got for you. So we need to pray and ask God to help us. Because we're living in perilous times. Very, 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 very perilous times. And it ain't going to get no better. But we got to guard our heart with all diligence. We got to guard our heart. We got to keep seeking the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. We got to keep seeking him. And we can't allow anything to be planted in your heart. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because it'll come up. It'll come in there like a little seed, but it'll grow up to be a big old seed. And then we got to learn how to deal with some stuff. Because if we don't deal with it now, when you get out there and you think you done got out there and you done got big and stuff, then that little thing just pop a little head up. Because you didn't guard your heart. You got to guard your heart. Guard your heart above all else. Because whatever you think, it will come from it. Whatever you believe will come from it. Whoever you trust will come from your heart. Everything comes out of the heart. Who you are will come out of your heart. It will come out of your heart. No man, as I said earlier, can be no more than what is in his own heart. Because all things comes from the heart and the mind. A good man, the word tells us, bringeth forth good things out of the good that is stored in his heart. But a man with things that are evil that are stored up in his heart, he or she can only bring forth evil things. And you say, why they evil? It's because it's in their heart. It's what's stored in their heart. They got evil stored in their heart. If good is stored in their heart, they're going to bring forth good from the heart. For the mouth speaketh what the heart is full of. I read that somewhere. The heart will speak the heart. It's full of. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We just thank God for his holy word. Hallelujah. But I don't know about you, but I want my heart to reflect Christ, the God that I serve. I want it to reflect him. And I want to encourage you today, if you are not saved, amen, Jesus came that you might live and have an abundant life. And I want to encourage you today to give your life to Christ. Amen. If you are not saved, you will say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior.
I believe that you died, that you rose again just for me. I believe that you shedded your blood. I want to live a life that is a reflection of you. I want to be a reflection in you in all that I do, all that I say, how I live and what I do. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I can't do it on my own. I need you to help me. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. I believe that you shedded your blood just for me, that I might be saved, that I might be a true reflection of you. If you said that prayer and you have given your life to Christ, I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We thank God for every soul that's saved. So he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto him. Amen. So we want to encourage you to inbox me, or you can inbox anybody on the team. Amen. If you have given your life to Christ today, we want to ask, and also those who have been on the church roll for 30 and 40 years and are not saved. And it's so sad to say that there's so many people that done left up out of this world, that have been on church rolls for 30, 40 years, never receiving the healing, never receiving the deliverance, ain't received nothing. And you got people on church rolls right now, today, that are not truly saved. They don't even know Jesus. Whew. They don't even know the Lord. So if you are truly not saved, you know what your heart reflects. You know what's in your heart. You can be no more what's in your heart. So I want to ask you today to get saved for real and stop playing church. Just ask the Lord, say, Lord, save me. And rededicate your life to Christ for real and stop playing. Stop churching it. And get it right with God. And if you've done that, just inbox me, amen, or anybody else on the team. And all those who are backslide, it's time to get it right. It's time to get it right, man of God. It's time to get it right, woman of God. It's time to get it right. Come back to the Father. Come back to your first love. Come back to him. Because if you're living in sin, you're not reflecting him. You're reflecting sin. But we want to encourage you today to rededicate your life unto him. Come back unto the sheepfold while you still have time, while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. But see, you don't want to get caught outside the sheepfold. Come on in, come on in. He's calling you to come on in, come on in, come on back to the Father. He said, I'm ever back to the blood. So you need to come on while you still have time, while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. To God be all of the glory. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Prophetic Corner today. Amen. From 5 to 6, amen. She is the first half of the Hour, Power, and Voice of Truth is the second half at 6:30 p.m. We want to encourage you to tune in Tuesday night for One Word from the Lord on Block Talk Radio with my pastor Apostle, amen, at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tune in on Saturday with LD Evangel vs. Atticus at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're running out of time, so we got to get out of here. Amen, for they cut us out. So I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you following before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. We love you. God loves you too. Here, Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed. Meet us here next week at the same place and the same time.
Amen.